It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock on KSL News Radio. I'm Grant Nielsen in for Jeff Kaplan. We have showers possible tonight. Outside right now, 38 degrees.
And emergency traffic eastbound I-215 still closed. I'm Steve Carlson.
We have a developing story on KSL News Radio, and it has to do with that accident. A woman in her 20s is dead after being hit by a wrong-way driver on I-215 eastbound in Holiday this afternoon. Because of this accident right now, the freeway is closed at 23rd East, and it remains closed at Utah Highway Patrol investigates what happened. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live on the scene. She got a bird's-eye view. Kelly, do we know how long this woman was driving the wrong way?
Well, Grant, UHP tells me a woman in her 80s got on the northbound 3300-3900 south off-ramp. So she was going freeway speeds for 3 or 4 miles before she hit a pickup truck, sideswiped a work van, then hit the 20-year-old victim head-on, and that woman was killed instantly. Sergeant Nick Street says they don't think drugs or alcohol were involved, but
based on the individual's age, you know, we're making the assumption this is somebody who might have been confused getting on the roadway, going southbound on the northbound off-ramp.
The elderly driver who was taken to the hospital with critical injuries also could face charges. Live in Holiday, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A heartbreaking day for the city of Grantsville as they honored the Haney family. Maria Chaleos has more.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Grant, hundreds of people packed into a church in Grantsville to say their goodbyes to four members of the Haney family who were murdered last week. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Grantsville with details. And Paul, what did people have to say?
They had a lot of positive memories that they wanted to share, Maria, and the parking lot. Just to give you some context, this family was so well-known that the parking lot of the stake center was practically full 45 minutes before the funeral was set to start. Some people paying their respects didn't really know the Haney family very well. Others came back to support the surviving family members. One woman says it is comforting to see that kind of support.
I know that we're all praying for them, and then just not even just the people in Grantsville, just everything that the other schools have done, just with the sports teams and everything. It's been awesome.
Inside, you can see teens wearing Grantsville jerseys, their sweaters, their Letterman's jackets in honor of the students that went there. Others were wearing green ribbons in honor of Matthew, red in honor of Milan, and pink in honor of Alexis. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new dinosaur was discovered in Utah. Paleontologists at the Utah Museum of Natural History say it's another type of Allosaurus, which was a meat-eating predator. Several fossils have been found in Dinosaur National Monument over the past 2 decades and pieced together with great research.
This animal actually lived before Allosaurus virgilis. And Allosaurus gematsoni represents the only other species of Allosaurus that lived in North America.
The new dinosaur named after Utah's first state paleontologist, Jim Madsen.
The race for Utah governor.
1 week from today, candidate for governors will take to the debate stage. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Maria, the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit is where the first governor's debate is happening. It's next Friday, 11 a.m. at the Salt Palace. Last year, the summit drew 24,000 attendees. Silicon Slopes just announced this year's keynote speaker, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Today's the deadline for the candidates to qualify for this stage. They have to raise at least $50,000. John Huntsman Jr., Spencer Cox, Greg Hughes, Thomas Wright, Jeff Burningham, and Amy Winder Newton have all done that. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House managers are in their last day of opening statements in the president's impeachment trial. Representative Jerry Nadler, arguing the president has declared himself above the law by concealing much of the evidence.
No president or judge, except Richard Nixon, has ever defied subpoenas on that basis. And no president or judge, none, has ever directed others to defy subpoenas categorically across the board. They have all eventually recognized their obligations under the law. President Trump stands alone.
Nadler says the president shouldn't be able to withhold important documents. Meantime, Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says he plans to investigate Hunter Biden's lucrative job at a Ukrainian gas company while his father was serving as vice president. Graham says President Trump was justified in asking Ukraine to investigate the Bidens.
You're the vice president of the United States. You're in charge of Ukrainian corruption efforts. And your son winds up getting $3 million from the most corrupt entity in the Ukraine, Burisma. Would you expect people to give you a pass?
The impeachment managers used part of their time on the Senate floor working to debunk corruption allegations involving Hunter Biden and his job at Burisma. Kit Kat lovers are going to like this. Kit Kat mini ice cream bars are rumored to be hitting the store shelves soon.
I like the sound of that.
Can't stay away from the Kit Kats alone, let alone ice cream bars. Well, photos of them are going around on Instagram, and it isn't the first time Kit Kats and ice cream have gotten together, but these are the snackable bars. I could definitely eat a whole box in one sitting.
That sounds so good.
Delicious right now. You're hungry, aren't you?
I am indeed. KSL News Time, 4:05.